help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision. So they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-1515. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
A federal court jury convicts the suspected ringleader of the 2012 Benghazi terror attack of terrorism charges, but the jurors have acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of most other charges, including murder. The president's budget chief, Mick Mulvaney, coming out on top in the power struggle at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Mark Mayfield has the latest.
A judge ruled that the White House budget director can remain in charge of the banking watchdog agency after Director Richard Cordray resigned last week. President Trump appointed Mulvaney as acting director, but the bureau's deputy director, Leandra English, claimed the role because Cordray named her as his successor. Mulvaney and the president have been harsh critics of the CFPB, which was created as an independent agency after the 2008 Wall Street meltdown.
A big tax reform bill is moving to the floor of the U.S. Senate after a committee approved the bill on a party-line vote of 12 to 11 yesterday. Senate Republican leaders hoping to get the bill passed by the end of the week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who was living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
The Food and Drug Administration is now warning dog owners to avoid store-bought so-called bone treats. The FDA says it's received nearly 70 reports of pets becoming ill and more than a dozen of them dying because of these pre-packaged treats. Unlike real bones, the processed bone treats can cause choking, vomiting, and blockage of a dog's digestive tract, according to the FDA. A longtime first-string professional quarterback is cut down to size by the New York Giants. They're benching Super Bowl-winning quarterback Eli Manning. Scott Pringle with reaction from fans.
Eli Manning has 210 straight starts. That'll end Sunday. He'll watch from the bench.
I was shocked. At least let him start the first couple downs. Let him keep his streak going.
I don't think it's good.
It's a shame. He has no front line for him. His receivers are hurt. It's just a bad situation.
Do you think Eli's days are over as a Giant?
I hope not.
I think the coach is grasping at straws, and it's not the right move, and I'm a huge Giants fan and very disappointed.
Has Eli played his last game?
No. He'll be back next year.
And some scientists from MIT and Harvard say they've created artificial muscles that could give robots super strength. Material used that was inspired by origami, they say, can lift 1,000 times its own weight. And because it's quite flexible, they hope it could be used to provide stronger robots that could perform more delicate tasks than more rigid machines are able to do. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today's show is all about good habits. We need to be healthier and to feel young and vibrant. And we got a very special guest in the studio with us, Tom Ziegler, son of Zig Ziegler, and the one who is still carrying the torch with the Ziegler brand. And, you know, Tom, I bet you get asked this a lot, but I'm just curious, what was it like to grow up in the Ziegler household?
Well, first off, thanks for having me here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
It's a blessing to be here, and I can tell you that growing up Ziegler, I don't know any other way.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dad, as good as he was on stage, he was even better off stage.
Really?
And so I got the privilege of seeing him in his quiet moments and hearing him reflect on things and just his overall gratitude for life. So I couldn't think of a better way to be raised.
So are all your siblings as sweet as you are? I mean, did you all get that from your dad, that real sweet servant heart?
I think we all have a lot of Dad in us.
Yeah.
But Mom, too. So Mom is the hugger. So
yeah.
Dad called her the happy hugger. And if it was moving, she'd stop it and hug it. And if it wasn't moving, she'd dust it off and sell it.
So. I love that. That's great. One of the things we want to do today is bring a show to our listeners that talks about healthy habits. And one of the things that you talk about is personal growth and development and how important it is to have personal growth and development to succeed in other areas of your life. So let's talk a little bit to that.
Sure. One of the things that we teach that Dad really was a pioneer in was what we call the wheel of life. And what he said is that everybody in their wheel of life, there's seven spokes on it. There's the mental, the spiritual, the physical, the family, the financial, the personal, and the career. And so you have to be well-balanced and successful in all of those areas. And, of course, the physical side is like a multiplier. If you've got good health, if you've got clarity of thinking, if you've got energy, then that allows you to do everything better. And so personal growth is really, it's about developing yourself in all seven of those areas. And you can tell when somebody's suffering in one area, it just expands out into the others.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, they're in the work rat race, and they'll be traveling and working, and they'll be very heavy in one spoke, but all the other spokes are completely deficient. And then they wonder why they're not happy, right?
Yeah. I think in our marketplace, there's an attorney ad, and he deals in divorce, and he talks about men who've sacrificed their family and their health for a career and a lot of money, and now that their health and their family's gone, the money won't buy them back.
Mm. Right.
And, boy, that's a true statement.
And so when we talk about balanced success, we mean in those seven areas on a scale of 1 to 10, you want to be an 8, 9, or a 10 in each
in all
of those.
Of them.
Yeah.
Which, you know, really means for some people reexamining their life. Because, you know, I've seen that wheel. I don't know if your dad created that wheel, but where you actually color it in and you color those pies out to see if you're in a complete circle or if you're all wampajawed. And I think that's a word, right?
Yeah.
But I know in different times in my life, I've had like lower levels and higher levels in different areas. But it's just taking the inventory of where you are in each of those areas to say, okay, now I need to find some balance. So let me figure out where I need to balance out.
Right. And one of the things that we teach is that it's impossible to be a 10 on everyone every single day. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just life doesn't work that way. And so in our performance planner, which is just a tool, we have people evaluate at the end of the day, did they spend some time and invest some energy in each one of those areas? And, of course, it's hard to hit all the areas every day. But if you go like 3 or 4 weeks and you haven't done anything fun, you know, no recreation, or you haven't had any family time, that's when you need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. Because eventually that lopsided wheel
eventually you'll be calling that divorce attorney you were talking about. That's eventually what's going to happen. So what are some of the, and I want to do a round table here with the doctors as well. What are some of the good habits that you've put in your life to either get balance or to keep your health? Some, just a habit that you say, hey, this is a habit Tom Ziegler has.
One of the habits is I quit drinking soft drinks or anything with sugar in it.
I bet that has helped a lot.
And replaced it with water. So,
yeah. Huge difference.
And I read a study that said if you drink one soft drink a day with sugar in it and you replace it with water, that's like 44 pounds of sugar over the year that you
wow.
will not consume. It's just...
That's so significant. It's the compounding effect of that.
It's like a little thing that has this huge impact.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Anderson, what's one thing you do that's a good healthy habit?
I get up and have my five gratefuls every morning.
Really?
Yep.
So awesome. Do you write them down?
No.
You just think about them.
Right.
That's really good.
And then
I like that.
I can usually knock that out on the way to the restroom.
You know, I was having this moment thinking, this is so awesome. You're so reflective.
And depending on my pace, the fifth grateful is sometimes that I'm going to the restroom. So.
Only on the Staying Young show.
I was going to say, I bet his list is usually four plus that one.
That's right.
If I'm ever stuck, I can usually find a fifth pretty easy.
What about you, Dr. Gammon?
I don't know. After Dr. Anderson's answer, it's hard to follow that. I think it's... clearing my mind. I like to just sit quietly in a quiet room and clear my mind, empty my mind of all the clutter. And that's when I get all my best ideas, my creative ideas. They just sort of pop into my head. So when you get rid of all that junk in your head, I think that's the big deal.
Well, much like how Dr. Anderson wakes up and has his gratitude moment, I kind of do that before bed. I have a prayer journal, and I write in my prayer journal. I have all these volumes, right? And if I go back and I actually look at them, I'm amazed at all these answered prayers. I'm just like, wow. You know, if you didn't have faith before, recognize your faith before, keep a prayer journal, and you'll suddenly have your eyes opened.
That's so true. That's one of the things that I do. There's a book called Two Chairs by Bob Bodine, and he teaches this practice where – 5 minutes a day, you set up two chairs, one for you, one for God, and you ask God three questions.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Can you third degree God?
Yes.
Why did you do this?
So the first question is, God, do you know what's going on? Well, he's God, right?
Yep.
The second one is, hey, are you big enough to handle this?
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, he's God. And then the third one is, well, what's the plan?
And then you listen.
And then you listen, right? So that quiet time. So it's 80-20. It's 20% talking to God, 80% listening to him.
You know, that's I love that. I'm going to pick that book up. What was it called again?
It's called Two Chairs by Bob Bodine. Yeah.
Bob Bodine.
It's powerful.
I think we'll tweet that out. For those of you who haven't already done so, you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We'll tweet that out because that's a good thing to pick up. Okay, that means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. New study out of Georgia Institute of Technology shows that people who daydream do so because, you know what? They're really smart. Apparently, they have such brain capacity that when there's something going on that's simple or they're bored, they tend to think of other creative ideas. And those with frequent daydreaming scored higher on intellectual and creativity ability. You don't believe it? Well, there's proof, because they actually scored them on efficient brain systems measured by way of MRI. So we've actually been able to look at these people that daydream, look at their brains, and they're just flat out smarter. So next time I'm daydreaming and you go, you're not listening to me, I'm just going to look at you, honey, and I'm going to go,
Wait a minute.
I'm really smart.
Wait a minute. It usually goes the other way around.
You do that too. Okay. But now I can just say you're really smart.
All right. I'll take it. You daydream, Mark?
Yes. And I kind of echo what you said about the quiet time. But that, you know, I tie that in when I exercise. So, I mean, that's when there's no clutter, no noise, and, you know, I smell bad enough, no one will come around me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, we want to give a shout-out to the military. We thank you guys and gals for listening. We can see those podcast downloads. By the way, we've hit over 2 million downloads on our podcast, and we're so excited that we can bring you a little piece of home, regardless of where you are. So we're going to be back in just a minute. We've got Tom Ziegler on healthy habits you should adopt if you want to live smarter, healthier, and have more successful lives.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solus Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solus Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today's show is all about healthy habits that lead to a long and healthy life. And we have special guests in the studio with us, Tom Ziegler. And grab a pen because you're going to want to take some notes.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Today's Immortal Minute is dealing with aging muscle cells. A study showed from the University of Rochester that healthy stem cells may help keep aging muscles young. That's right. You can keep your aging muscles. So long-held theories of denervation, meaning that as the nerves that supply the muscles age and they don't innervate the muscles, leads to muscle cell death and subsequently weakness and frailty in old age. Now with the rat studies, animal studies, they've demonstrated that it's actually a decline in the number of stem cells. So it opens up the avenue for how do we preserve aging and weakness and frailty is by optimizing stem cells in muscles.
You know, do you think that's going to be not just keeping those stem cells from dying, but also do you think stem cell transplants are going to become a thing for, like, people that are losing muscle mass?
No, I think, you know, stem cell transplants are just the tip of the spear on this. I mean, it's basically going to come back to how biochemistry of how do you turn on your own stem cells again.
It's so kind of like growth hormone and
right, so,
natural ways to produce your own growth.
So there's
hormone.
Things we know that stimulate stem cell growth and keep it healthy, but you're just slowing it down. And mm-hmm. So when you're talking about disease states, trying to re-stimulate it, and then there'll be the ability to focus it that if you want to treat the pancreas and increase islet cell production of insulin, then you'll be able to focus it. But stem cell transplants are kind of a Band-Aid on it. It's good. I'm not deriding it that – but the real hope is that you'll be able to stimulate it somewhere in your own body. Your own body can heal itself, basically.
I think it's fascinating. I love these Immortal Minutes because you always bring something in about anti-aging. It usually is something I haven't read, and I didn't read this one yet. So excited that you bring those to the table. I mean, we've got Tom Ziegler in the studio with us, and many of you know him, and you've probably heard of his dad, Zig Ziegler, and Tom's carrying the torch. And I have to ask you this. So everybody wants to be successful, right? They want to do good things in their life. And a lot of individuals, a lot of companies, they turn to the Ziegler brand. They turn to you and say, hey, come in. Let's train some of these people. So in your own words, what do you say is the fastest way to success?
You know, I was speaking in Australia, and that's the question I got from the front of the room. What's really the fastest way to success? And I was 50 at the time, and in 50 years of being in the business, because I was born in it, nobody had ever asked me that. So just off the tip of my tongue, making it up, I said, well, the fastest way to success is to replace a bad habit with a good habit.
And then you're like, hey, that sounds pretty good. I think I'm going to use that, right?
And then somebody quoted me after the break, and I wrote it down, and I'm like, I had to channel that from somebody. So I Googled it. Nobody had said it. So.
Oh.
So now I'm basically have built a program around that, writing a book on it. But
that's awesome.
Any area of your life where
I was going to say inherit it, but
yeah, that's good. Inherit would be good. But any area of your life, it doesn't matter what it is. You can evaluate where you are, and you can evaluate where you want to go, and then you can look at the behaviors, the habits that you have that are holding you back. And all you've got to do is just take, we call it the termite philosophy, which is what Dad created, which is simply says that hurricanes and tornadoes get all the publicity, but termites do so much damage, and they take such little bitty bites.
Mm.
So the idea is you take a little bitty bad habit and you replace it with a little bitty good habit, and you do that on a weekly basis. And at the end of the year, you're a brand new person.
Yeah, your house is still standing.
Yeah, for me, it's unbelievable. So when we work with companies, we have a thing called the performance formula that we teach, and it's attitude times effort times skill. Gives you performance, right? The mm-hmm. person with the contagious positive attitude, who's a problem solver, who's great communicator, who works hard, you know, they've got great effort and they're highly skilled in what they do. They outperform the world.
Yeah.
And so, what are the habits that create the right attitude, that create the right work ethic, that create a desire to improve, in your skills? That's really what it comes down to.
You know, that's so true in health. I think the doctors would agree with patients. If they could get them to buy into and understand this termite theory, they could do some serious rebuilding of their health.
Well, I'm thinking of my diabetic patients when we discuss nutrition with them, because nutrition can solve their diabetic problem. And it's really just a matter of one little, we're going to call it one little bite at a time, you know, eating the right thing, not having your sodas, not having your sugar, et cetera. But the problem, Tom, is some people just have no motivation. So how do you inspire them? If you were me, how would you inspire my diabetic patient to eat properly?
This is the million-dollar question. Right here, you could change the world.
Yeah, you know, there are things called driving forces and there are things called restraining forces. So, and this is in behavior change. So a driving force says, this is something I want to do. I want that. Da, da, da. Constraining forces are things that are keeping you from going in that direction. What's holding you back? I was reading a study where they took two groups of people and they wanted to run 3 miles three times a week. And so the first group, they said, go run 3 miles three times a week. And by the end of the study, none of them were doing it. The other group, they said, we want you to go home and do you watch TV? And they said, yeah, we watch TV. Well, can you stand for 30 minutes while you watch TV? Really? That's what you want? Yeah, we want you to do that. So 99 out of 100 did it. Then the next week they said, hey, can you walk in place while you watch TV during the commercials? And then every week they added a little thing to it. And at the end of the study, something like over 80% of them were actually up to running 3 miles a week.
Really? There you go.
I mean, 3 miles a time. And so, you know, it's like you tell somebody, oh, you just need to get motivated. You need to think positive. Well, if you're depressed and you're not feeling so good, you can't just do that. Instead, you've got to create the habit to do that. And so the first thing that I would talk with a diabetic is, you know, what kind of life do you want? I mean, because a lot of diabetics, I mean, when they get that diagnosis, they'll remember somebody in their family who lost their eyesight and had an amputation. They think the life's over. Mm-hmm. But the reality is if they eat like you tell them to and exercise, they're going to outlive the average person because they're not going to have any of the other compounding effects, right? They can reverse it in many cases and have them. And so you've got to give them that hope right out of the gate and then give them something bite-sized to go and do. And what we say is change your input in your mind first. Start listening to and reading and getting the right kind of information on a daily basis. Make that one of your very first habits.
You know, man, we could just do like 5 shows with you, Tom. This is such great advice. I want to remind everybody you can go to Ziegler.com and learn more about the Ziegler brand. And I'm sure that we have a lot of business people that listen. You might want to bring Tom in to come and speak. So you can go to Ziegler.com. And got to give a shout-out to our military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you so much for listening where you are. And if you haven't already, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media and on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group. We'll be right back. We're going to learn the most important thing Tom got from his dad, Zig Ziglar.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis, as North Korea's latest test of an intercontinental ballistic missile is drawing concern at the Pentagon and reaction from around the world. Here's correspondent Bill Zimfer.
The U.N. Security Council will meet in a special session today to discuss the latest missile test that saw an ICBM travel almost 3,000 miles high before coming down in the Sea of Japan. Both China and Russia have condemned the test, but both countries are standing by their positions, calling for negotiations with the North.
NBC Today show host Matt Lauer has been fired after allegations of sexual misconduct surfaced against him. A man connected to a string of murders that took place in a Tampa neighborhood now in custody. The suspect, Hal Donaldson III, is 24. He was arrested yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, if you haven't already done so, write this number down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. That's the number you're going to need to call when you get the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day correct, because we play that at the end of this and every single show. And if you want to listen to this show from the beginning or past shows we've done, you can always find us on the podcast directory, Staying Young Show 2.0. And by the way, we've just had 2 million downloads of our podcast. So we have in the studio with us Tom Ziegler. You know him. You know his dad, Zig Ziegler. And he's in the studio with us. And we're talking about healthy habits and how to stay young and stay vibrant or get that way if you've kind of fallen off the bandwagon going forward. You have a saying, why start with why? Tom, talk to us. Why do you start with why?
Well, so many people get started on a new, you know, January 1's coming up. I can't believe it. And so the gyms are going to be crowded, and then they're going to be empty by the middle of February.
Right.
And most of them have already experienced some physical changes. You know, they've lost a few pounds, their breath's a little bit better, but they still quit. And the reason is they haven't changed their thinking. So their mind's telling them the same stuff, right? And it takes 66 days, according to a lot of studies, to really ingrain a habit, which all it means is that you've got to do some 66 days in a row or longer before you miss it. And so a lot of times habit is when we miss doing something. And so you've got to have a big why. So if somebody's like, oh, yeah, I want to lose 10 pounds. Well, why do you want to lose 10 pounds? Well, da-da-da-da-da. They have to have as many benefits as they can list as possible. You know, healthcare costs to go down. I'll look better at the beach. I can chase my grandkids. I'll live longer, I can get new clothes, you know, whatever. And that list needs to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you need to keep asking yourself, well, why do you want that? Why do you want that? Why do you want that? And then ultimately, it's going to come down. Everybody has three needs. They have the felt need. You know, this is what they'll talk about. I want more money. I want better health. Then they have an internal need, which says, do I have what it takes? I mean, everybody's got that little voice in there that says, oh, you know, that's good for other people, but I don't think you're up to it. So you got to fix that need. And then they have what I call the big need, which is the spiritual need, which is, do I matter? Do I have purpose? And so health is a multiplier of purpose. And so if you can get to the why behind the why of purpose and what do you matter, then all of a sudden the reason you're putting these new habits in that are making you healthy is because you can see your purpose growing. You know, your intentionality. So That's why you got to start with that why.
It's like you got to think of the end first,
right?
You know, and then keep going towards that goal. Have you read that book, Make Your Bed? That Navy SEAL wrote it, William McRaven.
Does it talk about turning it down 6 inches? Was that one, or is it that different?
No,
one?
He was. He
I don't did, think I read it.
No, he did a commencement speech.
At UT.
Yeah. And then he,
I remember this story.
It went kind of viral, and then he made a book out of it. It's called Make Your Bed. It's really about how if you do this when you wake up, you will have accomplished something. And then even if you have a bad day, you'll come home and your bed's made. But it's a really good book, and he takes these little chapters.
Then your wife's put all those pillows on it, and it takes forever to get all that stuff off and get in bed. I'm not so sure that's a great idea.
Mark, we got a sidebar for a minute. Why do women put so many pillows on the bed? Why?
This is one of those questions that science has yet to answer.
It's unknown.
Unknown.
I mean, I love pillows on the bed, but I cannot tell you why I love pillows on the bed.
It's like entanglement in quantum mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
You can't explain it. You have no hope to understand.
Do you have pillows on your bed at home, Tom?
I'm counting.
Yeah.
We have 9.
Right.
9 pillows.
I only need one. But I was listening to what Tom was saying, and a lot of times when I have patients that are executive medicine come in, you know, one of the questions I ask them, what's your goal? What is it you want to achieve with this visit today? And then try to make sure that we help them meet that goal. And that just goes to if they're coming in and they want to rule out that they have heart disease, you know, they're not interested as much to hear about maybe the nutrition side of what we're going to talk about. They just need to know that they don't have heart disease. Doesn't mean we're not going to address nutrition, but you got to make sure you meet their need. If it's, I just want to make sure I'm healthy, great, we'll meet that need. Or I want to, you know, get a good physical and make sure that I'm good before I start my exercise program. So it's kind of, it helps them focus and define why are you here. Sometimes they know, sometimes they don't.
Well, that's such a good point. Executive Medicine of Texas, for those listeners who haven't already been to the website, emtexas.com, one of the things we do is we bring people in for half a day, and they really go through and understand what their current health status is, test them out the wazoo, 100 different lab values. But then they're able to make decisions, choices, plans with the help of the physicians and the staff on how to get better, because they've kind of already, I would say, made the choice to say, I'm going to invest in my health. I'm going to come out and I'm going to find out what's going on, which, Tom, isn't that like one of the first steps to kind of know what you're dealing with before you start tackling or trying to tackle it?
Yeah. You know, we tell people, you know, don't be problem focused, but be solution focused.
Mm, yeah.
But until you know what it is you're up against, you can't really get to the solution side. I was, you know, for a month or two, I was pondering a question, and here was the question. From a spiritual perspective, what is wellness? And, boy, that really, it spoke into me internally about, you know, what does it mean to be well? And I think we're all called to serve other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have the capacity to serve people, which means we've got to have extra. Because sometimes people, they need their bags carried. You know, life is tough. They need somebody to lift the burden. And so from that perspective, it's like, golly, we got to have wellness so that when the ones that we love are going through the furnace, you know, we can reach in and grab a hold of them.
Man, that is such a profound statement. And at different times in our life, you know, we may be the person being reached in for, but sometimes we're reaching in to help our kids. Sometimes we're reaching in to help a parent or a sibling. Sometimes in our generation, we're reaching in for a kid and in for a parent at the same time, because you kind of get that sandwich effect. But, man, that is just so well said. So well said.
So, Tom, tell us, what is the most important thing you learned from your dad, Zig Ziglar?
Well, it's hard to boil it down into what is the most important, but I can tell you the most important lesson I learned to me, and that is this. Dad had a quote. He said, you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind, and you can change what you are and change where you are by changing what goes into your mind.
Ooh, yeah.
So the lesson I learned was we've got to guard our input. We've got to make sure that the input that we're allowing into our mind is the right stuff. Now, sometimes we can't help it. Sometimes, you know, we get yelled at, or we're cruising along and the TV's on, and we just get that shock thing that comes in. But most of the time, we can choose what station we listen to. I mean, we listen to podcasts like this, and we get filled up and fed and educated and encouraged and empowered and equipped. We can go home, and we can read the right kind of books and be very selective of what we put on the TV. We can also choose the friends and the associates that we hang out with. When we start choosing the right things in our mind, then that changes our thinking, which changes our, you know, our behaviors and our thoughts, and that leads to the actions that we have. You'll never have long-term success if you're trying to do one thing, but you're putting all the other negative stuff in. At halftime at a close game in football, the coach doesn't say, you know, good luck. He gets motivated, right? He gets excited because he wants to transfer that energy. And so if to be successful in life, man, we need to go to a doctor that says, wow, man, look at what you could be. Look at all these things you can do. We're going to move you from here to here. I mean, that's what it's about.
That's so true. You know, it's so exciting to have you in the studio with us. We're going to have Medical Mania Trivia coming up. You going to help us out with that? We're going to have someone call in, and we'll give them some answers. If you're listening and you want to play Medical Mania Trivia, but you haven't ever done that with us yet, call 844-WELL-100. Give us your information, and we'll put you on the show, 844-WELL-100. It's your chance to win some free things and have some fun while you're at it.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you haven't already done so, grab a pen, write that number down. That's 844-WELL-100. That's your chance to play Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. And you can play for a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you're just getting tuned in and you missed the most of the show, of course, you can always catch the podcast version after we air in your area under Staying Young Show 2.0.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
So today we got Mike Eccles. He's from Keller, Texas. Keller, Texas, Mike Eccles. Thanks for coming on the show and playing with us, Mike.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the doctors are going to go back and forth. We actually have Tom Ziegler in the studio. He's going to do a question for you, too. And we're going to give you five questions. Just have fun with it, okay?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. So you're going to be playing for some Stay Young vitamins. And then also, if you're really, really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream.
All right, Mike. First question. What part of your body is made up of 50% carbon, 21% oxygen, 17% nitrogen, 6% hydrogen, and 5% sulfur?
Wow, that's not one you get every day.
I can't Google this one.
Yeah, you got your chemistry handbook.
Wow, I would venture out and say the heart.
Ah, it's your hair. It's the sulfur was the key.
Oh, you got me on that one.
That's okay. That was a really hard
one.
And
in some people, they have about 1% illegal substances. I left that one out.
None of those here.
Yeah, the next one, you got a 50-50. This is a true or false. A baby can get acne in the first month of life. True or false?
That's a true statement.
That is true. You're absolutely correct.
I told you they get easier.
Yeah, true. They can get harder, I don't believe.
All right.
Oh, yes, they can.
This one might be harder. Melanocytes are responsible for producing and distributing this substance, which gives skin its color. What is the substance?
Pigment?
Yeah. What else is it called?
What's the medical term for it?
Man.
It comes from melanocytes.
That's the hint.
Well, that really cleared it up. Man, that's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know the answer to that.
The answer is melanin. You were very close. Melanin is the substance.
All right, next question. African Americans have more, less, or the same number of melanocytes as Caucasians. We're sticking in a theme now.
Yeah, so, I would venture out and say more.
No,
you think so, right?
Question.
It was a
great
question.
They have the same. They're just very much more prolific in producing melanin, which was the answer to the previous question.
Wow, has anybody ever won this game?
Yes, they have.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay, the last question is a 50-50. The last one you got. So here we go.
Okay.
True or false? You have joints in your skull. True or false? You have joints in your skull.
I'm flipping a coin here, but I'm going to go with yes. True.
Yes.
You are correct.
He got one right.
You have joints, but they don't move because they're fused. Usually in the first year of life, they fuse. They don't move, but you do have joints. So good for you on that one.
All right. We're going to send you out some some vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. We'll send you out some age support multivitamin. Thanks for playing with us.
That's awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was fun. These were really hard today.
They were hard.
They were really hard. The person who came up with all this should be shot.
You don't want to shoot Dementia Defender.
Okay. So, you know, Tom Ziegler's in the studio with us, and we've been going through this whole thing about good habits and life balance. And what is balanced success, Tom? What does that mean?
Well, we talk about balanced success. We also talk about true success. And true success has three components. One of them we already covered on the Wheel of Life. And we talked about there's seven areas, and we want to be balanced in each of those. We want to be eights, nines, and tens. The next thing that we talk about in true success is significance. Significance is simply when you help someone else be, do, or have more than they thought possible. So I believe that, you know, we're called to help other people when they need that help. We lift them up. And we, whenever, you know, and here's the thing is, if you like happiness, raise your hand out there if you like, unless you're driving, don't raise your hand. But if you like happiness, then the way to get there is to daily progress towards a worthy ideal. If you like joy, joy is when you help someone. That's the fruit of helping someone else be, do, or have more than they thought possible. So I don't know about you, but I love happiness and I love joy. The third piece of true success is legacy. And legacy is when you transfer and teach the habits, the character, the principles, the values to your family, to those you love, the people you associate with, so that they can then in turn make good decisions that will ripple through eternity. So I heard a quote, I think it's Mark Batterson. He said, an inheritance is what you leave to someone. A legacy is what you leave in someone.
Ooh, that's so good.
And so we need to be in the legacy business. And here's the cool thing. If you make legacy your why, like to me, that's the big why. That's what I live every day for is that, you know, I was given a legacy, which is amazing. But Dad's legacy is done. He's set. There's nobody who can hurt it because he's moved on. But now I've got this own legacy that I'm building. Mm-hmm. And so here's the thing. When you make legacy your why, success and significance are stepping stones on the way to legacy. So it's a big package.
Yeah, that's so true. I love the way you put that. A lot of our listeners knew Lucille, who we had on the show with us, who died just shy of her 104th birthday. And I've just finished a memoir called Love, Life, and Lucille, which will be out in 2018. And one of the things that she did was instilled these lessons in me, which was part of her legacy. But it fed into and help me create what do I want my legacy to be, because she had given me such incredible inspiration and love and lessons throughout our friendship. So I love that. I love to hear how your dad has inspired you, but you're carrying the torch, but it's your torch now. And that's so important. And love having you on the show with us, Tom. And for our listeners, you can go to Ziegler.com, that's Ziegler.com, and learn more about Tom. And you can always pick up the show in the podcast of today's show. Staying Young Show 2.0 is where you'd find the podcast.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or you can go to smartnewyou.com. Tell Charlie we sent you. Here's this week's question, Judy.
Yes.
What has a head, a tail, but no body? Let me repeat that. What has a head, a tail, but no body? And aliens are not a good answer. Send in the correct answer to Judy.
Okay, here's how you're going to do it. You're going to call us 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go on the website, which is stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. And there's a place where you can fill out the contact us. And I just want to, again, remind our listeners, if you want to come on and play trivia with us, the Medical Mania trivia, You can do that by calling us 844-WELL-100. Let us know you want to play. We'll get you on a future show, and you can play for prizes. Until then, we'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115.
It will be very, very difficult
to untangle it.
But Dr. Ben Carson says he's not ready to untangle it just yet.
And we still have millions saying on Facebook, you cannot leave us.
Speaking to supporters in Baltimore as Super Tuesday results rolled in, Carson said he's been somewhat discouraged by the political process since he jumped into the race. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are Super Tuesday's big winners. Clinton and Trump cemented their status as the front runners in the 2016 presidential campaign Tuesday with victories across the country. They locked up 7 wins each. The leader of the Republican Party says the turnout on Super Tuesday proves America wants a change from Democrats. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus says Democrats are not energized by Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Neighbors of Apple's fenced-in complex in Northern California say they've been hearing strange noises around the clock. Sunnyvale residents say they're hearing random banging, thumps, and loud humming or buzzing at all hours. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO.